Welcome back to Internet Anonymous, everybody. I am your host, Megan Emily, and I just watched the 1 hour, 1.5 hour interview between Howard Stern and Harry Styles from early 2020 before the world shut down. And guys, that interview got me. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm very inspired from that interview, but it got me thinking. Okay. Also, excuse this nasally sounding. I'm still really stuffed up from having COVID. I still have COVID. It got me thinking. It got me inspired. And here's my takeaway. Ready? I want to be successful. And I don't mean like, oh, everybody's successful definition is upset. No, y'all. Through and through, I am a writer. I always have been. I always will be. Whether it's big stuff, little stuff, whatever you want to call it, I am a writer. And that's just who I am. But I want to be successful. You know, I want to be somebody people know. I want to be a household name. Because I just do. It just, you know, it's something like I want people to look up to me. I want people to use me as a positive example. I don't want to be just nobody. I don't want to leave this earth one day being nobody. I want to leave my mark on this earth in a pretty significant way. And as a writer, I feel like I can do that. And I can still work with that, you know? Sorry, I'm having trouble breathing right now. Whoa, shit. Sorry. I have the YouTube app open on my TV, and like sometimes like you hover over a video and it just starts playing, and that's exactly what that was. But yeah, that's my takeaway from that. I want to be successful, you know, and I'm almost tempted to just quit my day job and go full time into writing, because that's the only thing I can see that's going to be something that I can do for the rest of my life that can bring me happiness from the future. I can see myself writing books and writing music and just being in a place where I'm letting that creativity flow. You know, I live in a very basic town, and I feel like a lot of the times it's, no, why would you choose creativity? You need to be practical. You need to choose a regular job. You need to make regular money. And you need to just go about your day to day, A to B, B to C. Don't go past C. Do not collect. Don't pass. Go. Don't collect 200. Don't do any of that stuff. And it feels like I am stuck in a box. This town is so creatively suffocating, and it sucks, because I feel like I am so much more, I have so much more potential, I have so much more talent than what I can present in this town. And when I say than what I can present in this town, what I mean is there are so few options to present your creativity here that your creativity in this town is a waste. You might as well not be creative here, because there are no resources, no outlets for you to get any of that out there, unless you somehow become like this mystical being and just conjure up something out of your ass. And that's what makes this town so difficult to be in when you want to show off your creativity. And unless you're in the right place at the right time doing something I don't even freaking know, then you don't get to be to that point, and it sucks. I feel creatively suffocated here. And, you know, there's a lot of people that are going to make fun of me for that one. But that's part of the suffocation in this town, is that not only is there no space for you to just be free creatively, but also when you just try to create that space, people come back at you and they laugh at you and they make fun of you and they don't let you go and they're relentless and you just are like, could you leave me alone? Like, I feel like a lot of times I end up saying, like, could you just leave me alone when I'm trying to be creative? Because nobody thinks that, you know, like, oh, we live in this small town. Like, there's no way you can be successful creatively from this small town. Why are you even trying here? Why is this even a thing for you? You know, your job is to go to work every day, work your 9 to 5, come home, cook dinner, go to bed, wake up, do it again. On Saturdays, you do your laundry. On Sundays, you go to church. That's what this town is. That's what my entire life has felt like. And I am at a place in life where I'm just done with that. I'm deciding right now at 25 is that that's not something that I want in life. I don't want to ever be held back creatively. And that's what I've been dealing with. And it's difficult because, like, you want to make the people around you happy. You want to make them proud, but you also want to make yourself happy and you want to make yourself proud. And I am not going to lie, I'm stepping on a lot of toes right now saying this. There's going to be a few people that are going to come at me for this one. People are not going to be happy with this one. But I don't care anymore. I don't care. I feel so strongly that my life is meant to be so much more than a Monday through Friday 9 to 5. But it's also, like, I feel like, oh God, we're gonna get emotional. Okay. I feel like if I don't take these risks, if I don't take these chances of being more than just this dumb town, then what do I have to show for life? I said in the beginning of this, I want to make an impact. I want to be remembered. I want to be a household name. I want people to go, oh, did you see what Megan Emily posted this week? Did you see what Megan Emily put out? Did you see this new song that Megan Emily wrote? Have you seen this new book that she's writing? And I'm like, that's what I want. I want people to look at my career and look at the things that I put out and just go, damn, chick's doing it. Chick's really got this going on, you know? I feel so strongly about this. And I feel like I've said the same thing 700 times in this last 10 minutes. But it is really something that I have been thinking about a lot lately. Is that I'm not meant to be in this is the only way kind of town. And I'm going to figure out a way. I don't know what I'm going to do, but I'm going to figure out a way to get to a town, a city, I should say, get to a big city where I don't have to worry about it. Indiana alone feels very creatively suffocating. And it makes it difficult when all you want to do is you want people to see your work. You want people to see your paintings, your 3D art, your books, your songs, your poems. Everything that I've ever done creatively and artistically, I've always just wanted it to be out there. I want people to see it. But I feel like living in such a very one-track mind kind of place, you don't get that. And that's so difficult because that's all I want. I didn't think I was gonna talk for 10 minutes straight about that, but here we are. Wow, I don't think I've ever just really flowed like that on the podcast. That was quite nice, actually. I'm proud of that. That's the other thing. Hold on. Wait a minute. When I say I'm proud of something and people come at me for whatever freaking reason, excuse you, you could step aside. I am proud of a lot of my work that I put out. I will humbly say something. I'll probably, and people, you know, oh, you did a really good job. Oh, no, it was nothing, blah, blah, blah. Oh, it really wasn't that much. No, I pour my heart and soul into the work that I put out, whether it's writing, whether it's painting, whether it's the podcast, whether it's a YouTube video, whether it's a TikTok video. I put everything out with the intention that I know I've done my best. If I know that I worked on a project and I didn't do my best, I probably wouldn't put it out. And recently, you know, if you guys follow my YouTube channel, my TikTok, all that fun stuff, a lot of my videos are just, here it is, and then it's out. It's like a quick, like, oh, I recorded this, let me put it up, which is fine. But when it comes to, like, big projects, like what I'm working on now, when I'm writing The Misfit, you know, that's something that I'm spending a lot of time on. Okay, I'm spending a lot of extra, every single ounce of my free time is going into my writing, okay? And when I eventually do put this book out, it's not going to be something that I'm just going to humbly just be like, oh yeah, by the way, I wrote a book, keep it on the DL, okay? I'm not going to be like that. It's not it. When I put this book out, the entire world will know. You will freaking know that Megan Emily wrote The Misfit. And am I pulling stuff for inspiration from personal experience? Oh God, yes. I wouldn't be a writer if I didn't. But it's not gonna be like, oh, I wrote this about a story that happened in my life. No, no, no. This is a fictional book that I'm writing. It's a story. I'm not gonna lie, it's a little rated R. It's got, you know, murder, and it's got rape, and it's got sex, and it's got drama, and it's got physical violence, and this book is so intense, and I'm so proud to be writing it. I'm so proud that it's a thing that I came up with, that I can't wait to finally put it out there and for everyone to read this. I am so incredibly proud of this, and I wouldn't be talking it up so much if I wasn't. And I think it's one of the things that's going to just, when I put out the first book, I better be halfway done with the second book. That's what I say about that. That's my prediction on that one. But I don't know if I'm going to split it into multiple books. That's the thing. I don't know if this is going to be one big book or if it's going to be split. Anyway, we're approaching 15 minutes of the podcast, and I think I'm going to call it because it is kind of getting a little bit later here, and I know I'm about to get a knock on the door here in the next couple minutes telling me to be quiet because they're going to bed. But I just wanted to come on there and say that because sometimes I get to these little parts of my brain and I'm just like, I just need to get it out there. I just need to say something. So thank you guys so much for listening. I appreciate every single one of you. You have no idea how much you mean to me. And yeah, catch me on Twitter, catch me on Instagram. You guys know how to find me. If you have any questions, submit them there and I'll be sure to talk about them on the next episode. Thank you guys so much for listening and I will see you next time. Bye.